Act 2, Truth Be Told.
Question 1.
Think about the time period in which the text was written. How did this influence the character?
What's the start?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Kent and the Fool. So how did the time period influence these characters?
Was superstition was a big thing during that time?
Say it better.
Okay, so
cut that.
They were
cut.
Edit that out.
Kent and the Fool. Kent and the Fool were both loyal to King Lear, so they both had a big part in King Lear's life.
That's what you're supposed to share.
Okay.
So back then, it was believed that the upper class were superior to the lower class because people thought that it was like the divine right. Like, oh, God gave them that position. So I believe that that's why they were so loyal to him, because they thought, oh, God gave them this position, so we should honor them.
So then religion and status was a major role during the 1600s.
Exactly. Status was a really big role. Like, the monarchy was a really big role because the position that you had determined like the order of the chain of command and how you stood in society, and so that influences the way that the book was written, because a lot of the characters are scared of their monarch and stuff like that.
Well, that means that Kent and the Fool are always looking up to the king because of his status. So if I think things would be different if he wasn't king, because if he wasn't king, they wouldn't have treated him the same way. So in reality, they wouldn't have. They're not really loyal, you know.
It's just based on status.
And since they believe that, oh, like God gave him this position, that's why they're always trying to be, like, tell him the truth, like what they think, so that he knows how to rule right.
You're honest. Both honest with him.
Yeah, in the positions also have a big part in like the actions that both characters took. Like Kent was really loyal to the king, and once he was banished, he decided to come back since it was really important for him, since he had such a close relationship to the king. He didn't want to lose that. So, yeah.
So why didn't he want to lose it? What do you think? Was it more because he was like loyal to him, or because he was like?
Yeah, I think loyalty, and like he felt that he had a close relationship with him. So, yeah.
But was it a personal relationship, or was it just a relationship?
Like, well, I think it was both.
Based on.
I think it was both, because at points he did personal, at points he did whatever he had to do to serve whatever he wanted.
Oh yeah, when he insulted that. Yeah, he took it really personal when he started saying things about the king. So.
Yeah.
So it does seem that he has a close relationship with the king. Question 2. Look at the setting and how that motivates the character to act the way they do. Look at the relationships with other characters and what can you infer on what these relationships tell you about the character themselves.
Okay, so the setting mostly takes place in the castle, so that has a lot of influence on how they behave with other people, or like what actions they take. So like Kent, he's always surrounded by other noblemen. So that kind of makes him more competitive for the King Lear's attention. So that's why he's always acting like a certain way and always trying to stay loyal to him and please him, so he can stay, you know, high up in his, or stay be superior to other noblemen.
Okay.
Like by the castle, he's on, because I think he lives there. By like, because King Lear's always summoning him for his entertainment, so I think it influences the Fool by trying to keep his job as a position there.
Okay. Okay. So for their relationships, how does Kent's relationships with Cordelia and King Lear reflect on how they are themselves or their actions?
Kent has a relationship with Cordelia and King Lear also. He's on Cordelia and King Lear's side most of the time. And then he has a really bad relationship with Oswald.
Well, his relationship with Cordelia and King Lear is the reason why he's always, you know, so outspoken, and that's what, because he cares a lot about them, so he tells them what they need to hear, especially King Lear. He tells them what he needs to hear, even if it, you know, it looks bad on him, because he's always trying to protect them. So
yeah, even if it hurts.
And that's why he's so like he knows who's trying to do bad, like harm towards them. So which is why with other characters like Oswald, he doesn't get along, because he knows there's something going on there. Why in Act Two he kind of attacks him, and that's when they restrain him.
His relationships with the king and Cordelia kind of make him be more aggressive, right? And he takes actions that are not expected of like a noble's man because of that.
Especially during that time.
And like just the way he acts with Oswald too, like when he trips him, it just makes him. It reflects how loyal he is to King Lear. And then the Fool.
The Fool has a relationship with King Lear and Cordelia. He's closer to King Lear because King Lear always summons him for entertainment, and after a while, like, he'll stop entertainment to just talk to King Lear about, like, what's been happening in his life and what he needs and help with, and he just gives him advice.
Yeah, he does it in a way where he's like, it sounds like he's, I guess to the king, it sounds like he's joking around or like, kind of like in a, like a satire.
He's the only guy that
actually talking about the king, saying how he's a fool for letting disowning Cordelia and trusting his other two daughters. So that's why the fool is the only guy that the king lets criticize him.
Yeah, because
he kind of
represents his
themselves. Yeah. It's like a foil, right? A foil to King Lear.
Oh, he highlights the qualities? Okay, and
so, how are they changing? How have they been changing since Act 1?
Well, for Kent, it's been changing because there was a time when he got banned and King Lear banned him, but it showed how much of a relationship he had with King Lear because he came back for him. He was even more loyal than he was before.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, he's the same, just he enhances it more. He enhances his behavior even more now that he's kind of sneaking his way around.
Colors and loyalness to
Yeah, especially now that he's like using
he's hiding
disguise.
Yeah.
And then the fool, he kind of has stayed the same over time because he's still acts the same way. It's his job, so in a way it won't really change.
Question 3. As the text progresses, you should also discuss the character's growth or lack of. How are they changing and why? What is that doing to the overall text?
He's thinking straight when he kicked him out, and he knows that there's something going on, like his daughters are up to no good. So I guess now when he comes back, he's like more like cautious about who to trust.
Yeah, so he's gonna be more careful. Yeah. And the fool, I guess in the beginning he kind of mocks the king because of the decisions he makes. Like when he disowned Cordelia, he didn't really agree with him on that, and so he most of the time he's always like mocking him and mocking his actions. But over time, as he sees like the misfortunes that are like happening to the king, he kind of grows more sympathy towards him, and he changes his way and like in the way he sees the king
of interacting with him.
Yeah, because he feels more, you know, empathy towards him.
So I think that Kent has been growing in the sense that he now sees more of the truth than in Act 1.
He sees the perspectives of every other perspective, which is from King Lear's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because now that he's in a lower position,
like
he gets...
Now
yeah.
That he's undercover, they don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.